This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Hello, this is Miss Beatrix. You called my taboo line. So what kind of naughty things are you looking to get into?
Hi. I've never done this before. My name's Maisie, and I don't really know what else to say.
Oh, well, hello, Maisie. You know, I feel like I need to double check, okay? Can you confirm your age? I just need to make sure you're 18, sweetie, because you sound pretty young.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm definitely 18. I know I sound young, but yeah.
Okay, no problem. Just wanted to confirm. And don't you worry, sweetie. I will take the wheel. I will take control of the conversation. And if you want, we can even have something I call a silent call. After I gather what you're into. And a silent call is basically where I just use my words and imagination to paint a filthy, filthy picture. But don't you worry, Maisie. Now, why don't you tell me, what are you into, Maisie? What made you want to reach out to me on my taboo line?
I'm really embarrassed to say this, but I've been preparing myself for this call, but I'm into daddy-daughter, and not just, you know, how some girls like to call their boyfriends daddy. I like the idea of incest, like real daddy-daughter. I'm so embarrassed because there's one more thing about it. So the other part that I like about it, about dad-daughter, is the idea that the daughter is younger.
Oh my, Maisie, you naughty girl. And don't worry, I have to admit to you that daddy-daughter incest, especially with a young girl, is one of my favorites. That's how I got started in taboo, is, you know, thinking about the thought of my father when I was like pre-teenage, the idea of him coming into my room at night and molesting my body. And then more. Is that the kind of thing you're into, Maisie?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, this is exactly why I called you. That's exactly what I'm into.
Excellent. I had a feeling. So, let me ask you this, Maisie. Do you have fantasies about your own father, just like I do? Fantasies about your father raping your preteen body?
Yes, I do. I really, really do. And I don't know, you know, who to talk to about it. So, you know, that's why I called you. And I have something to admit to you. So I found you because of my daddy. He is actually a big fan of yours. And he's in your bedroom in Telegram.
What? No way. Oh my God, that is so crazy. Your father is in my Telegram group. Oh my gosh, tell me. You have to tell me who your father is.
Oh, I can't. I can't. I don't want him to get mad at me for knowing about his secret fantasies, because he doesn't know I know. He would be so mad if he knew I went through his iPad. But, like, I knew I had to, like, reach out to you because I've listened to all of the custom audios that he's ordered from you. And, oh my gosh, Miss Beatrix, like, they turn me on so, so much. Oh my God, you're so good at daddy-daughter audios. And, oh my God, I'm embarrassed to say, like, I've never been that turned on whenever I heard all those audios he ordered.
Oh, thank you so much, Maisie. I'm glad I can make your little pussy wet. Mm-hmm. Especially a daughter pussy. Mm. So, here's what I'm thinking, Maisie. Since it's your first time doing phone sex, I highly suggest a silent call. It'll be like a personalized audio live from me. And I guarantee you, Maisie, I'm going to make it so hot, so taboo, that you're not going to be able to help it. You're going to have to reach down between those legs of yours and rub your pussy until you come for me. How does that sound, baby? Oh, and also, tell me exactly the kind of story you want to hear from me.
That sounds so great, Miss Beatrix. I would be so, so honored. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. I think you should give me a story where you are telling my daddy to rape me, and I'm only 12 years old. And I want to hear that, you know, you want to make sure that he puts a rape baby inside of me. And Miss Beatrix, I don't want you to be like soft and gentle because I'm a girl. I want you to be as nasty as you are in the calls and audios with men, because I like it nasty. I promise, Miss Beatrix, I've heard some of your stuff and it is so, so hot. The more like nasty you get.
Oh, yes, baby girl. I can definitely do that. So, let's get started with that, okay? I want you to get comfortable first. Like, make sure that you're laying down in your bed. Maybe you're in just your panties. And I want you to rub yourself. I'm going to make sure we give that daddy-loving cunt of yours a nice and hard orgasm. And don't worry, I won't make it soft. I'm going to treat you exactly how I would treat any slutty little daughter if I had them in front of their own father. And here's another rule. You don't come until I tell you to. Okay, Maisie? You be a good girl and listen. Now let's imagine that I am your daddy's. We'll call myself his pedo mistress. He's still married to your mother, but he has some secret perversions. That's why he reached out to me. He still loves your mother. Doesn't want to leave your mother. He just needs a woman like me to satisfy his dark desires inside. Desires for his daughter, you. Ever since your body started developing a little bit, ever since you turned 11, your father can't help but notice your sexy little body. How your little breasts started budding. How your little ass got a little fat. Cute, adorable little ass. And your daddy, he started sniffing your panties. Trying to get a taste, a smell of your little pussy. He spent so many nights jerking and pumping his daddy dick to you, Maisie. But it just wasn't enough. He wanted to get his hands on you. He wanted to fuck you, his own daughter. And it drove him crazy. And that's where I come in the picture. He came to me to help him work out his deep and dark desires to rape his own daughter. But I'm kind of an evil, corrupting kind of mistress. I'm definitely going to help him get off. But I'm going to make it so that he just can't help but cross the line. Really molest and rape his daughter, you. And so every time your mommy is away, every time she goes away for the weekend with her friends, I'm at your house. And the first time I came over after your daddy puts you asleep, I have your father grab a pair of your dirty panties. And when you give you about an hour to fall asleep. And during that time, I have your father hold your panties straight to his nose. And I jerk him off, talking about your hot little tween body, tempting him to go to your room, crawl into your bed, and start molesting the body that he owns. Because he's your daddy. He's in charge. He's a good father. So he should take advantage and take what he wants. Your little girl fuckholes. And so once I have your father nice and edged, gooned out of his mind, I have him where I want him, where he's lost all his morals. He doesn't even care what's right or wrong. He cares about getting what his cock wants. And that's you, Maisie. And so we go into your room. And first, I have your daddy standing over your bed, looking down at your sleeping body. Your sweet little face dreaming the sweetest of little girl dreams. And I have him take out his hard, leaking cock and have him pump and jerk right in front of your fucking face while you're sleeping. I slightly pull down the covers, revealing you in a little nightgown. We can see your bare thighs, the shape of your hot little tween body. And I whisper in your father's ears to go ahead, molest Maisie. Don't even give her a chance to talk. Reach down and start groping her body. And he does. And you, little Maisie, you wake up from your sleep, and the first thing you see is your father's big, throbbing cock being stroked right in front of your face. Your father groping and squeezing your little 12-year-old tits. You don't even know what to say. You don't know what to do. All you know is that you have to be a good girl and take it. Good little girls don't talk back to their father, do they, Maisie? No. So you watch your father's cock. You're mesmerized by it, afraid of it. And I tell your daddy to lift up your nightgown. Let's see if Maisie's wearing panties or bad. And guess what? You're not. What we find there is your sweet little girl child pussy. All bare, nice and bald and petite. And you see your father start really pumping faster, looking at your little pussy, and you feel so humiliated, but so curious. And I tell your daddy, touch your daughter's pussy. Do it now. Molest her. Feel how soft and puffy those little lips are. Spread those little lips with your hands, Daddy. Show her, show Maisie how good it feels to have Daddy's big hands. Molest her little pussy. And without hesitation, your father grabs your little cunt. He grabs it hard. He's not soft or gentle. He wants to feel and rub how he wants because he's your father. You've been teasing him with your little body, wearing tight clothing, shaking your little ass all the time, being a little cock tease. And you hear me say, Maisie, open your fucking legs for your father. When your dad molests your little cunt, you offer it to him. You make it easy for your father to molest you. And you do like a good little girl, a good little daughter slut, opening your legs for your father. I reach down and I spread your little lips wide open, exposing your preteen fuckhole. And I tell your daddy, look at this rape hole, Daddy. It's ready for your daddy dick. Commit incest child sex, Daddy. All you gotta do is just slide in there. She's probably wet, little preteen whore. She's probably lubricated for you, Daddy. Get between Maisie's legs and rape the virginity out of her. And guess what, Maisie? Your daddy doesn't hesitate. He gets up on your bed, keeps your nightgown up at your neck so we can see your gorgeous preteen titties. He starts working his cock inside of you, and it hurts. But again, you're a good little whore, a good daddy's girl, and you don't fight. You try your best to take it like a big girl, don't you? You hold your breath as your father fits the girth of his thick cock inside your little child cunt. And guess what, Maisie? Your daddy, when he feels the tightness of your 12-year-old cunt, when he feels the thrill and the bliss of incest rape, he's not going to go easy. He starts pounding you, not giving you time to stretch, tearing through your child pussy, taking what he wants, filling you with this daddy dick, deep and hard inside of you. You look up and you see the father that you love, but you also see a man lost in pleasure, a man fucking his own child because he's that in lust for her. You feel scared. You feel confused. But I bet a part of you loves it. You love feeling like a big girl. At 12, you know what sex is. At 12, you can feel some fucking pleasure. And I bet your slutty little cunt did. But it hurts, doesn't it, Maisie? It hurts because you're only 12 years old and daddy's being real aggressive. He's really pumping in and out hard and fast. You can hear his balls slapping against your little ass. You can feel how he's reaching the end of your little pussy, which you've tried to feel with your own fingers, discovering your own body. But your father's dick reaches back there real fucking good and real hard. And you also hear me encouraging your father to go harder, to rape his daughter as hard as he wants. That you, Maisie, deserve it. You deserve it for being a little cock tease, for simply being a daughter. Because daughters are supposed to get with daddy wants to give them, and daddies want to give their hot little daughters their dick. Daddies want to rape their daughters. Daddies want to turn their little daughters into their own personal incest cum dumps. And that's all you are, Maisie, just a cum dump for your daddy. And you'll learn to love it. You'll learn to love it. You'll be groomed and trained to be daddy's good little cum dump angel. And Maisie, right now, I want you to start rubbing. I want you to start getting ready to come for me. You understand? You understand, you daddy-loving whore? Don't come until I tell you to. 10. Imagine your daddy gets so aggressive with you. You feel him take your wrists and pin them down above your hands, using your hands as handles to just thrust deeper into you, raping his cock inside of you. 9. And then your daddy even gives you your first kiss. Your first kiss given to you through rape. Your father forcing his tongue inside of your mouth and you not knowing what to do. Your father making out with you while he's raping you, stealing your virginity. 8. You'll always remember this moment. And every time you get into your bed as a little 12-year-old girl, you'll be reminded of your first rape. Every time you lay your head in your bed, every time you enter your bedroom and see your bed after school, you'll be reminded of this moment. The moment that your father brutally raped your little tween cunt. 7. And now, imagine your father takes you by your hips, and pulls your little hips up, pulling your 12-year-old body closer so he can get deeper inside your tween cunt, just holding you up, railing you, pounding you relentlessly, making you flop around a little bit like a little fish. You're just a little fuck slut, a daughter rape toy. 6. And this is a good life lesson, isn't it, for a 12-year-old to learn that 12-year-olds, little girls, no matter how old you are, all we're good for as women is taking cock, getting raped. In fact, you should feel lucky your daddy's raping you because that's your purpose in life, to be a little breeding fuck slut. to be a cum dumpster, to make men come, and it makes the most sense that you make your father come, your own father that gave birth to you, taking the dick that made you. Five. And daddy never wears condoms, ever. Even if it means he's going to make you pregnant. Because you're a little 12-year-old cunt. It's nice and fertile. And daddy's going to pump his load deep inside. He's going to rape his incest seed deep inside your little womb. And it doesn't matter if you get pregnant or not. In fact, that'll make daddy even more turned on and aroused, knowing that he pumped you, that he bred you with his sperm. His sperm fertilizing in your little 12-year-old eggs. Four. And then you have to live with having a rape baby inside of you. Your father will be turned on by it. Seeing the effects of his rape. Seeing his rape grow inside of your belly, you knowing that your belly growing is your rape baby. You biologically bred by your own fucking father. Three. And don't get it twisted, Maisie. Your daddy's gonna leave you in your bed leaking with cum. You crying yourself to sleep while your father's sperm is marinating inside of your little child cunt. He's not going to be sweet because this is the thing, Maisie. Men don't fucking care. They just want to rape babies into you and that's it. Even your fucking father. The father that loves you, his cock is the only thing that matters. Two, we're almost there, Maisie. We're almost there to you coming to the sick shit. You coming to the idea of your father raping a baby inside of you. Breeding you. Breeding you from rape. Incest rape. A father fucking and raping his daughter until he is satisfied. And this won't be the only night, Maisie. You'll be raped every single fucking night. Your daddy will touch and molest you whenever he wants. One, come, Maisie. Come, you fucking little incest whore. Come from the idea of your daddy breeding your little tween cunt. Your 12-year-old pussy leaking with your father's sperm. You being left alone in your bed. Your father's sperm leaking onto your little pink sheets. Your little Disney princess sheets. That's it, Maisie. You little sick incest slut. You love daddy daughter incest, you fucking whore. That's it, Maisie. I can hear you coming, you little slut. Yeah, that's a good girl. Coming from such a sick head of daddy fantasy. My goodness, Maisie. That's my good, good girl. I hope you enjoyed that story. I told you I wouldn't go too easy on you. Yes, I'll let you catch your breath. That's a good girl. And while you're catching your breath, I need you to tell me, who is your daddy? Tell me who he is. I have to know. Because, you know, the three of us could have fun together.
Okay, I'll tell you, since you made me come so hard. I'll give you a hint, okay? So my daddy, he really likes, of course he likes daddy-daughter, but I think just as much he likes moms and daughters together. And he also really likes redheads.
Nigel, oh my gosh. Wow. Well, isn't that interesting? Daddy Nigel. You know, Maisie, if I were you and I knew my daddy was into the sick shit that your daddy's into, I'd use that against him, and I'd use it to my advantage. Like, you could so force your father to rape you, or you'll expose him. You have proof that he's into some naughty shit, So make him rape you. Or you'll take his iPad and show your mom. Now, the other thing I'm going to do, Maisie, is I'm going to send you an invite to the bedroom on Telegram right now. I want you in there. Okay, babes? Well, this has been fun. And I have some things to talk about with your father. All right. Bye, Maisie.